We're on RMR Training Podcast live from Dallas, Texas.
What's up, singing that NSYNC.
All my exes live in Texas.
That's not true. Who is that though? Is that
you guys? You guys are about the honky tonk. It might be. It is. I only know that from the Drake line. You got that one? No.
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 Sing it. Sing it.
No, I'm not gonna sing.
Right, I could
sing out here though.
Never mind.
Yeah, the NSYNC hit the spot. We're at lunch. It really nailed it for us. But also, we ran some races these past two weekends.
Big day today.
We didn't get a great chance to kind of debrief after Chicago. So we can kind of do a bolt, but we are fresh off of doubles. We talked about that plan of coming down here and hitting some doubles. You guys initially had planned either way. I was going to do singles down here because I wasn't sure if my time was going to, or if like I didn't know what the Chicago situation was going to be. But then when I realized I was in all the majors, I'm like, I'm not doing that individual, not for a second.
Yeah.
Not even going to think
about
it.
Not 1 week later. No, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Are you sure? Because I'm pretty sure the doubles hurts a little bit more than the individual.
In different ways.
And mentally, it's like, I knew it wasn't going to be as brutal.
I think mentally much easier doing doubles than solo, for sure. The mental side of it.
I had a hard time getting up for this race, if I'm being honest. Like, I feel like most of the week I was still recovering from last weekend.
Yeah.
It wasn't until I didn't do anything Sunday and Monday, and then it wasn't until Wednesday or Thursday that I felt normal again. And then it was just kind of like, God damn it. Now I got to like hop on a plane, travel to another city. Mm-hmm. But like once I was here and like we were about to do the damn thing, then like I started getting...
Yeah, Kent was extremely hype for those who were not here and didn't see him in the tunnel, but I was almost nervous that we were going to like overkill the first couple things.
Kent was on a different level.
He was ready. He was raring to go at that point.
Your boy's fit. I'm fit right now.
Feels good to compete when you're fit. Yeah, you woke up this morning throwing flames. Last night you were kind of like, I'm good. Whatever. I'm eating my waffle, fucking donuts. And then you woke up this morning, you're like, hey, it's time to compete. Let's go.
Well, it's because I saw that social post by...
It wasn't anything that could possibly be offensive, but you still were like, fuck this.
Yep. That was what I needed, man.
So the backstory on that is that Hyrox America said they would only live stream if we were on pace by the time we got to burpee broad jumps.
If.
And Kent took the if word very personally.
And that was all I needed.
Yeah.
And I was fired up.
Like, it's so dumb.
Really doesn't make that much sense, because if we were going to be off of the record, it would have been in the later half, more than likely.
Anybody can be on the record pace
the first half. Like the first half, like it was kind of a no-brainer, but... you can fall off.
And I know they have their reasons, but to me it was like, look, you've got the male and female winners of the first major from a week prior.
Yeah.
Are teaming up on top of their game to like put their stamp on Hyrox history. Like, why wouldn't you want to document something?
I totally get it. And I think that the people that are involved in the sport, like, they like seeing this stuff, I think. If you disagree with me, you can send me a personal message and we can debate that.
I can see just from devil's advocate standpoint. I agree. I like to watch this stuff.
This is why we always have Rich, because Kent and I are usually like,
let's go smash
this shit.
Let's go smash some windows.
And then Rich brings in the logic sometimes.
Well, I think they're just being protective of the brand, right? If they want people, they want to be able to control all that, and like having somebody run around with their phone isn't like a great look. And like, how many people are not, like the people listening to this podcast, us, like, and then what, like 300 other people are going to be upset about having not like the live streams, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you're right.
But I agree. Like I want them to be able to show them and figure out something around it. Because that's why they should be on YouTube, these races, and they're not, because they don't want that being like what people like kind of come into. So hopefully they're going to keep blowing out these... trying to do a better job with the majors and everything.
Yeah. But let's hope the next major live coverage is better than the first. I mean, it was better for the women's race, but the men's was pretty pretty rough. So Kent and I, we take down the world record over 3 minutes. we beat it by.
I'm
just saying.
I made a joke on the rower that we were coming for Rich and
yeah.
Rich and Paleo's time.
Magida came up to me. He's like, they are flying. It's like, they might beat our time. I was like, no chance. No chance, bro.
Oh, zero faith in us. He has zero faith in us.
That was, well, Paleo and I went out and did the thing as well.
And Rich and Paleo got a world record too. We have three RMR people that got world records today.
It's been a great start of the year for
sure.
Team RMR.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we can, do you want to backtrack just to last week for just a second?
For sure.
I mean, you couldn't have asked for just a better way to start the season. You know, coming in, Meg and I taking the win, Rich getting fifth, setting a PR and qualifying for all the future majors of this season.
Rich seeded 15th.
Yeah.
14th.
14th, sorry.
Our guy Paleo,
I didn't want to offend
15th
you.
Into 4th.
14th.
Stole my freaking
into 5th. That's like some March Madness bracket style shaking up that we like to see out here, guys.
I looked that up, and like the furthest a 14 seed ever made it was the Sweet 16. And
I
like,
love that you looked this up.
I looked
up.
It up.
I love it.
It was like
this so you.
Cleveland State, I think. That was
kind of recently, wasn't it?
I don't think so. That was, I don't remember. And it was another team that I forget, but it was definitely Cleveland State. So that's me. I don't know what their mascot is.
Rich is Cleveland State.
That's me. I don't know. I'll have to get a shirt.
Well, like we are, I mean, us three are like, we're the best of friends. We're also business partners. And to like come out of that first race, like with all three of us, just like super stoked about how it went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The vibe, the energy, like it was on a new level.
For sure. It was great to be like that it went so well for all of us because we were pretty much like riding together all weekend. So it was like, you know, when you have a friend who it doesn't go well for and but it went great for you and you're trying to be really like sympathetic and empathetic and, but you're stoked for yourself. And it's like, it's kind of like hard to balance those things sometimes. Cause you want to be like so hyped talking about your race, but you're feeling bad for your buddy or whatever.
Didn't have to worry.
We
about
didn't
it.
Have to do that. We so were
Rich
all
is happy with fifth
psyched.
Place. All is good.
Yeah.
I just want to be in the races. I was in the race.
Yeah.
Now I'm in all the races.
Yeah,
he's in there.
Gonna have opportunities now.
So, yeah. How fun was it for you guys to be out there with Magida and Dylan too? Because it was really tight the first couple stations.
It was a real race,
and that was really. It looked really exciting. Like that looked hype.
And like knowing that it's those two who are super fit and very competitive, it's like okay, these guys aren't gonna go.
Yeah,
these aren't people who are just like out over their
head.
Ability
yeah.
levels, right? So that was real fun. And I don't know if we would have set the record if they weren't in it.
Yeah, for sure. You
know, cause
like just having that like pressing.
Yeah. And I don't think we came in here. I think when Paleo and I started talking about, we were like, he mentioned a couple times, like, oh, I was like, oh, we could set this record. And I thought it, but I didn't want to like speak it.
Right.
You know, cause I don't know. Like,
bro, you got to speak it into existence.
I get what you're saying though, because if you, it's like, we race, for anybody listening, like we race constantly with expectations.
Yeah.
Always. There's always pressure. There's always expectations. There's always like a reason for why we're doing it, whether it's a time or a place or whatever the case may be. So like it was a great feeling coming into this race and getting to do a race for fun. Like
no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
And of course it turned into like, okay, we're all going for a record, but like what's like, okay, so what if it doesn't happen? Like, all right. And
it doesn't matter.
So what? Like it doesn't matter. And I think for you having the year you had last year, where you really had to like constantly try and chase a time.
Mm-hmm.
It must have been nice coming in and just being like, let's just have
race.
A great time.
And it was, I just have an issue. I don't love when people are like when they make statements about going for world records, it's like, okay, what are you just like going to try harder now that you're going for a world record? It's like,
right.
I'm going to try as hard as I can, no matter fucking what. So like, why do I have to say I'm going for a world record?
I get it.
You know
and
what
I think because like you and Paleo were both in the Elite 15 just last week. And same with Kent and I, it's like, well, like it is kind of already unspoken.
Right.
Like we're at this high level. So like, yeah, of course, like anyone racing at this high level would, is going to be,
if it goes well, they're going to be
right.
close
like,
to
no
the
one's
going to
be like, I wasn't, you know,
right.
like
that's how I, that's how
it's
I
just kind of unspoken.
It's like, I wasn't going for the record. So I went 90% as
yeah.
hard as I could.
Yeah.
You know, what's wild is like you and Paleo did just sneak into the Elite 15.
Mm-hmm.
And you y'all both showed out last weekend, and then you came here this weekend and set the doubles world record.
Which was like by like Sandy and
yeah,
Tim.
Man.
And like Hunter's gone after it. Hunter's had
and
it,
I
got
think,
broke.
I think on paper you would say Dylan and Megita would probably be the favorites based off individual results
yeah.
In the past. Right. But doubles... It's. I think it does. Last night we were talking. I said, I think you guys actually might have a legit shot at this record because you both can run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
split the work on the stations, and the running is where you're going to make up the most time.
Right. It's a good, it was a good pairing from that perspective because it's not like.
Because, like, do you think you and me could have gone as fast as you and Paleo?
Yeah.
Or,
yeah. The way you're running right now, absolutely. Yeah, I think so. You?
Of course. I just wanted to hear what you had to say.
That was a test, Rich. You passed.
Well, it would have been interesting if we were broke up the work the same way. I think we should have. I think that should be the strategy either way. But if we kind of went into it, it was like, oh, you should maybe do this more of that, like then maybe, mm-hmm. Then probably not. But if we stuck with the same strategy, I think we would have.
Do you want to just go through your strategy for the listeners who yeah. maybe like they have a doubles race coming up and just kind of get an idea of what you guys did, and then Meg and I will kind of go over ours.
Yeah, because this is my second time with doubles. I did doubles with BK last year at Chicago, and that was a little bit different because his running wasn't quite at the same level. So I had to kind of lead the runs and like finish on the stations just to preserve his like energy mm-hmm. levels, right? But Paleo and I were kind of like, all right, let's just like he just beat me, and like we figure we have similar strengths, so we were just trying to go after and figure
did
out
you
like
guys
the best way to do
just
it.
Go 50-50 on everything
pretty close.
Like, what'd you do on ski?
So ski was 250s.
Okay.
So I ski a little bit faster than him, but he's come off of the ski and has been able to run really well in these like individual races, and that was kind of the idea. He was going to set the pace on the runs, and I was going to hang as mm-hmm. as much as
was yeah. it hard for you to hang with him? I'm curious.
Not really, because he was finishing the stations.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was always like,
yeah,
feeling a little bit better than he was, honestly. And that was our strategy. And the way it kind of turned out then, which I think we kind of made an adjustment on the fly that worked really well, was that he would lead the run coming out after, just so he could set the tone and
yep.
kind of not overextend. Like, if I was to take the lead and went too fast, he would have to kind of like hang on.
Yeah.
At least in that first lap or whatever. It's just 3-lap course. But what we ended up doing is he would lead the first like lap. And then maybe halfway through the second lap, I would just naturally kind of get up and take it. And I was going to start the next one, so he would be able to kind of tuck in and just kind of like settle down. And then I was yeah. able to dictate the pace on what I felt I was going to be able to do well coming into the
that
station.
That course was so packed, though, that like yeah. even if you were right on your partner's ass, you could somehow get separated.
It
was
and the I chaos. Got separated so a lot because it was super crazy congested the first half at the very, I mean, it was the whole time, but the first half especially, he would like get in like a clear line and he'd go, and then I'd go to try to follow him, and I'd get closed yeah. out and have to go like all the way around. So there was definitely like significant space between us at certain points. And in my head, I'm like, I hope everyone doesn't think I'm just dogging it back here, but I keep getting screwed, trying to weave through people.
It was so sometimes I think it's fun to weave through people. Like,
yeah.
it's kind of like finding a line.
It reminds me I'm actually athletic. I'm like, damn, look at me. Look at these quick feet I got
so
weaving
kind of look,
in and out of these people.
And you got to look ahead, pick the line. But it's definitely annoying.
Yeah.
But there's nothing you can really do about it because they're not trying to get in your way, right? They're just running their
like
race.
People, if you said like inside or whatever, like people were pretty good about moving over.
After a
while. I only hit a couple.
Yeah. After a while, I think after we passed people a couple of times, I think they started to hear it. At some point, maybe they weren't like that they understood, because it's hard if you're not used to getting past. Like, if you hear someone running behind you screaming left, like that
it doesn't register.
What it doesn't,
like, their natural instinct might be to
move
left.
Right.
Exactly.
Which definitely was happening too.
So the course is definitely crowded. And
so also, if you're listening and we did run into you, this is your, this, we are a pup. We are sorry.
Kent's not sorry.
Unintentional. Sorry. Hope you understand.
Kent says get out the way.
Kind of part of the game.
So sled
appreciate it if sled, you moved over.
Sled push then was, we were going to do, we did one length, and then a half length, half length, half length, half length. And I think that was a good move because the first full length did kind of blow up my legs a little bit. I was like, oh my God.
The sled push did not move very fast today, no. I didn't think.
It did not.
No.
It did not.
The carpet in that first lane was not good.
My feet were slipping.
Let me tell you.
And yeah. I have like good grip on my shoes. So I don't know if it was just like sweat that had like dripped onto the carpet.
The pro, yeah, maybe. The pro women, oh my God, I'm blanking on the name. Lauren Griffith. She ran in the pro heat last week and ran like 64. She ran 66 this weekend. So it's not saying apples apples. Like it's 2 minutes. This course is 2 minutes slower than last weekend because she did race last weekend. So but like, it's not going to be as fast as Chicago. That's for sure.
No,
just with three laps and that carpet was not the same. It was not fresh the way that last week's felt.
Definitely wasn't. I was getting like, it was getting really bunched up for me.
Was it?
Yeah.
Did you have a problem moving the sled?
My legs felt fine moving it. It just felt like it was not, it felt like the carpet was creating a lot of resistance.
It wasn't sliding.
Yeah. My first length went better than the second. And then I got caught on like the line too. And that really apparent. If you push on that line, it really slows it down. That was crazy.
You were getting all sorts of.
I don't know what was happening to me, y'all. I don't know.
Are you going into lane two?
Maybe.
I did.
Showing off. No.
That happens on sled pull sometimes where we're like veer into the other lane.
Right.
It's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So you guys did.
Now these were the American sleds today.
For sure.
They were the American. It would be interesting to see what that, we're recording this in between, like in the middle of the day. Like we haven't seen what the pro men have been able to do yet, but it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's going to be fast. And if it is fast, it's going to cost a lot. It's going to be costly.
For sure. For sure.
And I guess let's just go back and forth on this. What'd you guys do on ski?
Yeah. So, coming in, I mean, I knew it made sense for me to take more of like a bulk of the station work just so that Meg could keep up with me on the runs.
That was a flex, guys.
That was a
little
a,
bit.
That was a flex.
It was a bit of a backhanded compliment.
That's just like
a little weird flex.
I mean, she definitely held her own. You know,
you were out on that first run, and I was like, this is hilarious. Kent's like, I'm the guy. Move.
He really was, you guys. So Kent did the first 500 meters. I did the next 300 meters, and then he finished out the last two. And if you're a mixed doubles, it honestly, the men are going to pull significantly faster with much little effort. They
by
have
the
more weight.
Of the, yeah, that's the way it
should
be.
They're
nice.
Taller, like, they're bigger.
Knowing,
I know he. You were chilling,
and I was like 137.
I know it was crazy. He was sub 140 on his entire ski, and I was pulling 149.
Nice,
yeah,
strong
300. So it was good, and it was perfect. It
and
was
I,
enough
like,
for me to recover.
That minute break where you took over 300 was like good for me to just, you know, relax a little bit on that final two. Don't go as fast as I did on the first five. Just kind of like nice, smooth strokes.
We also did the same actual sled push approach that you did, now that I'm thinking about it.
Was
he did the first length, I did the second full length, and then we did the last two half and half. So, and that worked out very well. We learned quickly.
When you got a teammate like Meg, you can give her more of like work on the sleds.
Yeah.
For sure.
You know?
For sure.
The best high rider is a female athlete. Yeah, I think so. I think that's fair.
Yeah. And it was like incredible, like just getting a little bit of a break and then doing the first full length on that sled. I've never moved a sled faster solo ever, for sure. Well, maybe last week, but.
And then Kent, did you finish?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he finished. And then
the pull, we kind of just like, we had a plan. It was supposed to be similar to the push, but we kind of adjusted on the fly.
I think when we saw how easy it was for Kent to move the pole, it just started making way more sense for him to do it because
you
it's
guys,
so much lighter.
You guys switched at a point, right?
Yeah. So we
pulled the whole
he did
first
a first
length.
Full, and then we split the next two. I think we split the rest of them, but he definitely did. He definitely did more.
I thought you were like it was almost like three quarters of the way done. At one point, like your last pull, I thought you hopped in and like just finished.
Right, the last one she did about a third of the carpet and then I finished.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Well, and yeah. he was able to like hand over hand it fast.
It just
like, these are the things that as you learn how to navigate racing and being able to adjust on the fly and communicate with your partner, like how much a game changer it is, because it was just such a quick adjustment. It didn't phase us. We didn't lose any time on transition. It was just like, we could both clearly see what was happening and right. just be like, this makes more sense for you to just bang out.
Ken he was looking for that sportograph photographer. Get over here. Check out this arm over arm.
Yeah,
there's
really.
Biceps popping out here.
Those
I paid for the sled pull a little bit today, because on that run afterwards, I was like, I don't feel like I did on the previous run. And then coming into burpees, it was funny because we had our plan. It was seven. I would do seven, then she would do seven, and we would just keep doing that until we
sevens
made it through. But then it was like, we were talking. It was like, do you want to go? And then I'm like, no, I don't want to go. Do you want to go? And like, neither one of us wanted to do the work.
That's really where it got ugly for me too. On the pole, you guys are skipping over. We're supposed to be going all back for you.
I thought you did.
Oh, my bad.
You guys are off. Talk about your pole. And then we're all wall balls, and I'm just sitting here hanging out. Hey guys, for the poll we did 1-1, and actually Megita and Dylan did something that was closer to what you guys did on that like last one. They were doing something where they would stop and like the other person would pull the last like two pulls, like really not very much, and they were losing time doing that.
Yeah, definitely.
So we just did one.
It moves
one,
the
one.
Fastest when it's closest to
and, like,
you. So
if you're
like,
if you're, like in that rhythm, you can clear the rope with your feet. With
yep.
your feet. And you
Which
have,
I was doing for Ken. I don't know if he was doing it for me.
I don't think I was. Full disclosure, we were like about to start this race and I'm like, what are the rules? what do we do?
Thankfully, I knew a lot of the rules because I'd already done women's doubles last year.
I think you said that last night too. It's like, I don't know. What are we even doing here? And another rule that Mark yelled at me for, like, you have to be behind your partner for them to start the pull. I was like walking my way down.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, you have to get behind him. And I was like, I'm tired.
Yeah.
I want to get a little bit of a break here.
Yeah.
So we got into burpees. We're going to do 6 and 4. Your plan was do sevens the whole time.
And I did seven. And then Meg actually did maybe 10 because you went all the way to the.
I think I knew I had a little more energy in that moment. And I was like, I'm going to give my boy a second. And I was moving really good on the burpees. So
were
it just
jumping?
Was like,
were you jumping your feet up?
I was stepping it up and then jumping, but my jumps out were pretty far. Mm-hmm. So, and I slammed that chest and press up off the ground. Yeah, I barely even touched that floor.
Pop it up.
You're better. You're potentially better at burpees than me.
I think because you probably had done more on the pole, like I just had a little bit more juice.
The funny part was though, when she finished it, and we started going back,
and then
the
I was like, "You got
way,
this whole length."
I was thinking,
I've done too many.
I was still thinking we were following our strategy, 7 and 7. So I'm getting to like 4 or 5, and I'm like, oh, thank God, I only have like 2 or 3, and then Megan's gonna go, and then she goes, "Hey, can you finish this out?" And I like. I took one look up to see where like the line was
like,
and I was
no.
like, no,
you're doing more.
Which was fine.
I think what you ended up doing, how many?
I probably
close it out,
about,
like
maybe 7. And then you closed it out. Okay. Yeah. I think what happened was, you know, when you get done with a burpee and the line is like there, but it's like far where we're like, if this was a solo moment, I probably would not have jumped the full day. I probably would have done one more just to like save the energy a little bit. And I did a really long broad jump to get across that line. Yeah. And so then him starting, I was like, damn, I don't know if I have it after this.
That was the hardest station for me. Even though we were like splitting it up.
Yeah.
I think just my heart rate was already so high that even just getting like a few seconds rest back into burpees, it just like wasn't coming down.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not that long of a break compared to like the other things. And the work rate just so high and you've done all that. But it's going into it, I was like, okay, this is a race to the row for me in my brain. I was like, if I can get to that row and then have a minute and a half of break of just chilling, then I think I'll be okay. So I was trying to tell myself that during the burpees and on the run after the burpees, because that was also ugly. It's like, oh no, this is a long race still. Like we got some work to do here. But knowing that the row was coming, I was like, let's just see if that does change the remainder of the race. And I thought it did. I thought, because we went in and I did the row first and did about like 5:50 just to give Paul a little bit extra. And then he got on and finished us out.
What were you guys holding?
I was like 140 and he was about the same. Yeah. Dylan was sat down right next to me and I was thinking he was going to be cranking. And I was like right around with Dylan. It was like under 140 a couple times for him and for myself. But I didn't think I was going to go that fast, but it felt fine. Mm-hmm. Flip a hold. Deca pace.
Yeah, we both on that run coming into the row. I think we had established that, like, let's regroup here. Like, we're ahead of pace. Let's not kill ourselves. And I think the initial plan was I was going to do the whole thing.
Yeah.
And as we're about to come in, I say to Meg, I'm like, Meg, can you do at least, like, 300?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know? She's like, can you start? Can you do, like, at least 300 meters? And honestly, I did 300, and I probably should have done a little more, and I could have.
Do you think?
Like, I think I should have.
Were you able to get your... just get your shit together after the row, like that big.
Yeah, we were talking.
I felt pretty good even on the row. Like I was rowing mid 140s.
Yeah,
146.
Yeah.
I think
that's great.
And that didn't. I mean, it was only 300 meters, but I think I could have probably went to 500 at that, and then still probably had enough time to regroup. So like that's maybe a thing we maybe adjust. Or even I do 400 and you do 600 or something. Just give you a little bit more help on that.
That was a lot. That was
we definitely chilled significant. Like that was a point where we were like, all right, let's not kill ourselves right now, right here. We knew by looking at the clock that we were like in a really good place. So we were like, because the middle portion at that point, it can be, that's when it's a grind right there. The burpees to the row is a grind. And then usually we all kind of get that second wind with the farmers and then to finish it out. So it was kind of like, let's play this part smart so that we can, you know, really push the next run.
Yeah.
Really. And the run after that.
Because if you have juice, you can, we were able to press that. We got a little bit of a gap on Dylan and David after the row on that run. We came off almost at the exact same time.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but we got a little bit of a gap.
It is so exciting.
It was crazy. And I was thinking, like, at Worlds, if there's, like, four or five teams like that, it'd be insane.
That would be so insane.
Because it was almost too much with two teams.
Yeah.
Because, like, we were, like, coming out of stations, like, bumping into each other. Right.
They would need to make it pro weights.
I think they're going to make
it. They are. They're starting in, I think, in the new year. There's a pro.
Yeah.
Heat. Okay. So the men's pro weight for the men's and the women's pro weight. Because
there's no reason, like, me and Meg should be pushing the same weight as like
the but they're not getting rid of this men.
I don't think so. I think they're keeping this as well, which just makes sense.
Division, so
which makes sense.
So this record that Paleo and I have, that might be forever.
Maybe forever.
That might never go away. So
shout out Sandy. Shout out Tim.
Shout out to you. Tim's having a tough day.
Tim's having a tough day. He lost two records.
He had all the records, and he might not have any records by the end of today because we got that relay. He's on the relay record, too.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. And that relay record is actually slower than the doubles record. It's only like a minute faster than what you guys did in doubles. It's like 50-10 or something like that.
Well, your boy has withdrawn.
He's out. We replaced him with Paleos, so we're good. We're good to go. We're gaining time here.
Oh, shots fired. He said they're gaining time.
What would you push that sled, you think, if you had like...
What's the question?
Pushing that sled.
I was looking forward to doing
what
it.
What do you think you would have done?
I think under 90 seconds.
That would be a painful 90 seconds. That would suck.
Yeah.
It would be like, that's like...
I would try to go down and back, just like straight through.
But you run first before you do your station, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, yeah, but it would just be at that
bang
point.
It out.
It would basically be a 5-minute effort.
Uh-huh.
From run into sled,
like an all-out mile.
Doing that,
yeah.
But
we got Megita on there now.
Okay, you know,
he's gonna push it for us. And
we're on the farmers.
We're on the farmers. Yeah, we put a little bit of a gap on that run, and we were able to really, really run after the after the farmers. That mm-hmm. was like where we were able to kind of stretch.
And even in the individual race, that's always a spot where you yeah. seem to just kind of gather yourself a little bit. Heart rate comes down.
Do you guys try to put the kettlebells back in that little weight box?
I
Dude,
did.
You're supposed to. I got yelled at
we
before.
Did today.
I did. Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
But I've gotten yelled at for it. And literally, I had a kettlebell halfway in, halfway out, and I got told to come back and put it
oh,
back really? In.
Oh, that was
that was
the
doubles,
doubles
last year with Michaela in Stockholm.
Stockholm,
and I was like,
the judges were no
what?
Joke. Judges
what
were
are
no
we
joke.
Going for a record? Y'all just move that
How hard is it, though,
it?
For the judge standing right there to just slide it in?
Right?
The,
That's what
box.
I said.
I was making a point to put it back in the box, and Playa was yelling at me. He's like, put it down. It was like all the way at the out, like going out way past the,
yeah.
it was like the very end piece. He's like, let's go, come on. I was like, I'm saving the judge some time here. I'm trying to be courteous by the
that
rule
book.
That
was pretty wild to like have, for me, to have Meg start the farmers, which was the plan, and then I would finish it.
Did you split 50-50?
Yeah.
And to really catch my breath and then pick up lighter kettlebells, I felt like I was just flying.
You were, and I felt like we were running our run pace through the farmer's carry.
Like,
and I wasn't,
my recovery.
I personally wasn't happy about it. I was like, whoa, chills.
Oh, no.
Give me my
no.
5 seconds.
How did that
so
go
literally,
for you? How'd the farmers feel for
totally
you?
Totally fine. Yeah. I felt like I was blazing through.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the pro weight, so I'm used to this weight, but knowing that I only had 100 meters of it, with no 10 turns like on the grid like last week, which I flew
right.
through last week too. So like I'm, you know, I felt good in that too. And I felt fine starting it, which was good. But yeah, running down the second lane behind Ken, who's just literally running, I was like, oh, this is not a break for me. I should have just finished this out so I could catch my breath some more.
I felt
but, yeah.
really good on the run after farmers.
Did you take
today.
It right
yeah.
away, or is Meg leading it? Did you
no,
take, did you have
Meg,
to lead every run?
No, Meg led the one I think after row because I had just
yeah.
come off.
Yeah,
and we were saying like let's regroup. So he kind of let me set the pace because I had a little bit of a break, and you know, coming a week off of a big race, having a I mean, I would say the second half of this week, I had a pretty normal training week. I had 2 threshold workouts. So then coming into this, it was like, Kent's going out like a ball of fire on these first few runs. And I was like, holy shit. And then, you know, so he was leading a lot of those early runs. So he gave me one run of lead. And then we were side by side for the last
And he's like,
two.
You're going too slow. Go faster than this.
Well, I was like, holy
I think she only
smokes.
Said, you only said one time that I can remember to just like, chill out. Slow,
it was
slow.
Right.
It was just once.
I forget what it was at. But yeah, one time I was like, let's chill. Like, let's chill. And it was more like, let's catch our breath for a second and then like hit it hard. Mm-hmm. Because I think we're all towing that line so heavily. And this yeah. is so high end that and we're not training this high end for a Hyrox like this. You know, like we did no preparation for this. No. It's just been our normal training. So It's like there's a little bit of uncertainty of like how hard can I go right now and last, you know, because the
yeah.
pace is so different than what I'm doing in a solo race.
Totally.
So I was a little nervous for a couple moments, but then after I was like, damn, I am fast, y'all. I feel great. I run with the boys. Let's go.
Because that was the thing. It was like, okay. Is this pace going to catch up to me
yeah.
yeah, at the 7th run?
Right.
But after that run from row, I think I started count. I should know off the top of my head, but I count. I'm like, wait, there's one run, another run. I was like, oh, maybe I got 3 more runs. I'm all right.
Yeah.
I think that's mm-hmm. when I really was mm-hmm. like, I can keep doing this and yeah. be fine. And the rest of the stations aren't going to be like that bad.
Right.
I had to go to that place mentally too at some point where like in the beginning, it's like, wow, this is fun. I'm having such a blast. And then it's like, oh wait, this is actually starting to hurt and I need to like go to that place right now to just get through this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, cause there does come a point where it's not fun. Like you're racing and you're pushing the limits and
yeah,
you do whatever you got to do to.
And with a partner, it's when the race, like you guys didn't race anybody. You know,
no.
like there was some good competition. Like Bell was there, with her partner.
They did,
and,
yeah.
Keith Hardwick's really good. He's like a 62, 63 guy and his partner. And like, so there were good athletes out there, but like you guys were by yourself the whole time.
Yeah.
But having a partner, because I remember feeling that, and when we didn't have necessarily, the race was never in hand for us, but it was never any doubt that we would slow down because the accountability of the partner.
Yeah, right? That's like, a good point.
It's like, we are running, we're in this together. Point. Like, I'm here to give you my best
effort. Yeah, and I was, after the first few runs, I was fully mentally prepared to just absolutely suffer. Like, I was like, it's just that kind of day.
Here
and I'm
are.
Just going to suffer today, and that is fine. And when I got through like 5K of the running, I was like, all right, I'm okay. I can make it these last 3K at this pace. But that's the crazy part, though, is like some of the stations, you get such a little break. Like the Farmers, we did in 1:13 that we basically were just running the whole time. So you didn't really get any reprieve from that.
That's how about
it's like a fart leg.
Cardiovascularly.
Fart leg run.
For sure.
Yeah.
The lunges, what'd you guys do?
I did, the plan was 20, 20, 20, then however many it took to get to the end. And I think I did 22 steps.
For the end?
And then
I finished it out.
Yeah.
I think this was just one other moment where I was like, I'll give Kent a little bit. I'm also very, very fast at lunges. So it was one of those where I was like, I know this is a strength for me. So if I can take a little bit off his plate to give him a little bit of a break so that we can hammer it out, then, you know, and hammer the next
I felt normal
run.
Again after lunges. I'm not going to lie.
Really?
Which is
like,
good.
I felt...
Which, and I actually like, felt pretty great coming off of them too. Like I did not feel like I normally feel, which is that usually that run off the lunges, even if it's not slower than the others, it feels the worst for me typically.
And because where it's at in the race.
And just because it's the last one.
Right. And then I also knew I only had to do one run plus 30
wall
balls.
Right.
And then Meg was going to close it out.
Right.
Yeah.
That was we did kind of the opposite. We did 25s. I started. Playo did a little bit extra. He got to the turn, and then so he came back and he probably did 30 in his first set, and then because I was going to start with wall balls, and that was a little bit on my mind. It's like I don't want my legs to be completely blown up for this. And then I think we're basically at 25 and 25 for the rest of the way.
For the rest of the way,
that seems like a good number, like 20-25, because you can still go fast.
Yep.
And it's like just starting to feel like you might start to fill up. And so I think that's a good number, 20-25.
Meg closed that one out for us, but I think I only left her
it wasn't,
10 lunges
it wasn't
or something
much.
Like that.
It wasn't very much.
Yeah. Which was just enough for me to like regroup and recover.
And you came in and smashed those 30 wall balls with that 14-pounder.
We did. It was weird because I don't train with a 14-pounder. No. If anything, I train with heavier than a 20-pound. So to have a 14-pound ball... I was overshooting the target by 6 to 10 inches every time. And it took 8 to 10 reps to even just like get in a smooth rhythm. And it was just like get to 30 and then let Meg close it out. And I'm on like 28 or 29. And Meg's like, can you go 5 more? And I just dropped the
ball. You just literally dropped it.
Let me answer
like,
this
well,
for
like,
you.
Apparently that's
We're
your
good.
Answer.
Girl, girl, I know you can do 100.
I know. He was like, fuck you. You do this. Get out
you
here.
Get in here.
It's your time, Meg, to pick up the slack.
That's
Let's
right.
go. Yeah,
but
I don't know why I asked
so
for that.
Sweaty. I gave
okay,
it.
Okay, Kent, you guys made this ball. It was so slippery. I literally almost, it kept, like, when I would catch it, it would like slide down my hands a little bit. So that was like the only weird part about it for me was like, I'm throwing this wet ass ball up to this target.
That's how it was for
me. It was really crazy because it was, you know, they did a great job hyping the race up. The announcer and the whole morning was like, the doubles are going for the, you know, Megan Jacoby and Ryan Kent. And so that was really cool. So it was so loud at that point. I had no idea what number I was on. I literally had to like try extremely hard to hear the girl. And then the announcer.
She was my judge last week.
Yeah, she's
Crystal.
Great.
Yeah, she's great.
She's great. But he said, like only 20 left. And I was like, okay, I'm at 80. Because I could not hear her counting. And she was counting every single one.
Yeah.
And then I could hear her count like down from 10. But at one point I was like, I have no idea how I don't know how many we're at. I can't hear anything. So it was exciting.
That was cool.
It was
fun.
You
guys are both turning and like,
I know.
Hyping it
when
up.
Kent was going, I was like hyping the crowd up. And that was so fun.
And they got,
I had
a great
time.
And we got louder. And Kent did the same thing.
Yeah.
And it got the crowd amped up.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy though? Is I think we can go faster.
I think so too. I think not 1 week post race, we easily could have gone a little bit faster.
And just like dialing in some like strategic things a little bit better.
Doing a little more like high end running as well.
Yeah.
Not, you know, a little less of that grindy
like,
pace
where
stuff.
Where does 51:16 put us on the all time list?
Not far down. Like BK and I, we were 51 something. What would you say you were 51?
16. 14.
We were for like at least 13. So when we were like, I think the second fastest American doubles time ever.
Sweet.
So it's pretty, it's not far down. I'll have to look it up, but 10, 8, maybe.
We got to get
that record's gonna hang. That record's going to hang out for a while.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's going to be around a long time because you need a fast woman who can also do stations. Like,
right.
Tim's partner, we think, was more of just like a runner.
Right.
And I think Tim did a lot of that work. And that's probably where the 4 minutes that you guys put on him added up. He just like had to do too much or go too slow. So it would take if Lauren Weeks partners up with somebody, like, I don't know. But that's what
Could her and Hunter beat that?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Because I don't think Lauren is a badass, but I don't think her running is quite where Meg's is.
I don't know.
Like, but I wouldn't underestimate her.
But that's like the only other person.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Now. Right.
Yeah. For sure.
And,
and I think if Hunter is in his 100% shape, but I don't, this running in this mixed doubles is so different.
Maybe
than running
on some
a solo
time on the
pro race.
We're only 90 seconds behind Hunter and Wynn.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the thing.
Did we
it's
beat
like,
JK?
It is a totally
JK, if
different
you're listening,
game.
Did we beat you?
That's pretty close.
Did we beat you in Graham?
It was 51 something.
Nice.
For sure.
I hope we did.
For sure.
Oh, man.
And,
I'm gonna give him shit.
So when Paleo and I were in there, I did 70. And
how far were you guys ahead once you got, like, how many reps were you into?
I couldn't tell. I saw them. I think I saw them come in, but I didn't want to, like, turn and look. So I didn't know where anybody was. But I knew I wasn't going to drop that ball. Like, it didn't really matter if we had 10 or 20 seconds or whatever. I think Megita fell back quite a bit on that run. So we may have had up to 30 seconds or something like that. So we had enough time.
You went to 70?
Mm.
Nice, dude.
And Paleo was underneath the rig. It felt better as it went along because then I started to get the rhythm of the ball and my breath started to come back. But Paleo was underneath the rig, like, fired up. He was like a caged
animal. Did you guys know how close you were to the record?
No, I mean, I think I said on the way over here, I was like trying to do math at like the row.
Did you have a stopwatch on or anything?
I did. I had my watch on, yeah. And I was just trying to do like that basic math that we talk about. And I was like, it's not working. Brain's not happening today. So until we ran, I didn't really know where we were until the last run, like one lap left of the last run. And then I was like, okay, 130 plus 4. And I was like, oh, okay, we're going to be like really close.
Yeah.
And then when I came off of the wall balls, I looked at my watch. I was like, oh my God, we got it. We basically had it at that point because we had maybe 2 minutes of time for 30 wall balls.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, oh my God.
So how much did you end up beating it by?
Like 15 seconds.
Nice.
It was close.
Yeah. But
it was
still
definitely close. Yeah.
That's hype. Shows just for anyone listening how important, if you're doing mixed doubles, how important the running is. The running is the whole game in a doubles race, I think.
For sure.
If you want to be, you know, competing at the highest level.
At the world
level.
You both
need to be.
You're only as fast
as your slowest person.
Yeah.
For sure. So, and that's what I would say, I think, what we saw today between the two teams of us. We had very evenly distributed abilities.
Mm-hmm.
We're both great runners. We're also both really strong muscularly. So like neither of us have like real weaknesses
where someone really had
to pick up the slack for the other person.
Right.
Like it makes sense that Kent did some of the heavier stuff. Obviously it's less weight for him than what he's used to. But same for you guys. Like you're both such strong runners. Mm. Like having similar abilities is probably significantly better.
Yeah.
Coming into this kind of race.
Which is like kind of a problem with this race, because like if you want like a strength athlete to team up with an endurance athlete, because like, oh, our strengths could counterbalance. Like,
right.
It just doesn't work like that at
no,
all.
No, it just kinda, doesn't.
You have to be like,
because you have to run
athlete.
All the runs together.
Right. You have to be basically the same kind of athlete.
Right.
Meg, how'd this compare to when you did women's?
This was way harder, and predominantly because Michaela was... She had not found out like she was having the heart issue, but that's because of that race. Like she got checked out like that Monday. She was really suffering during our race. So our runs were really slow. Like, I don't mean this in a negative way, but we were running slower than I run my own.
It was crazy. You still set the record.
I know, which was wild.
Oh, yeah.
But our stations were crazy fast because it was the women's open weight.
Right.
So it was, the weight was
what
so
was
much less.
Your time again?
I don't even know. Sorry. I have no idea.
This record's clearly very important.
Very important. Not in the bio.
Meg, I will Meg say, I think I have three now, but...
yeah, you have like all the records. And
Lauren
all the
and I have
records.
Talked about teaming up together at some point this season, which would be sick.
That'd be really fun.
And totally nothing against Michaela, but it would be great to have like two American women.
Like USA out here.
Just bringing it home.
Graham was I guess did a little bit at the end of our race, and I got up in that camera and started chanting USA in it, and then I realized Paleo's from
Spain.
He does live here.
And he lives in Chicago.
He's a US-based athlete and has to deal with the US-based courses.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. Like, we don't get these opportunities. This is one thing that I felt real happy to be part of this today, because we don't have the opportunities to do this because all the individual races matter so much.
Right.
That it really showed like, okay, like, we're the real deal over here, you know, like, and just because like you guys get all these opportunities to do this and that, it's like, no. When we put our best athletes in the arena, like records get broken.
Yeah.
So I thought this was like, I felt like more like thumping my chest this week than last week.
Yeah.
For me anyway.
The other cool part of the day was before you guys even started, or maybe you were going, it was before our race. They announced, because there were a few other teams going for this mixed doubles record today. Because there's a race in Hamburg.
Oh, yeah.
There's
that,
a race
how did
in
that go?
Spain. There was one team who actually got close. They were 54-36.
It wasn't Lucas and Linda.
They came in second.
What?
And then Tiago, and he had a partner, tried it, going for it.
Hmm.
And they were off. They were like, I think... I don't know. They weren't that close. But so knowing that, we knew this, we hear this like right before we're going into the tunnel, and we're like, hell yeah. Cause we're like, oh, well, we're definitely doing it. So that's cool that no one else had, cause it did get kind of cool on Instagram having some of the Hyrox accounts. Like, I didn't know that other people were going for the record until the last couple days, where it was like Megan and Kent, Linda and Lucas, Tiago and I forget her name, I'm sorry. They're all going for the mixed doubles record, blah, blah, blah. So it was like, it was kind of like hype. You had just won. You got the record. We hear no one had gotten the record that attempted it. Now we're up. It's our time. So that was kind of hype.
Mashed.
Got me excited.
Mm-hmm. Crushed.
Good times.
Real good times. I mean, this is a real fun weekend being out here. We're seeing a lot of people we've been able to connect with over the past year or so, whether they've been come to a camp that we've been a part of or have been part of the app so far. So it's been really cool. It's been a really fun weekend already. So
I got to meet Alfred Morris, dude. My
Almo
God,
was
dude.
Out here. We got him signed up for RMR. We got to
and he knows who Ryan Kent is. That's crazy.
No, he didn't know. His boy knew. I had to tell him.
I'm giving him credit. I was there. I watched it.
He was like, oh, damn, I'm Alfred Morris.
Dude, I walked up.
Professional running back.
I was like in the warm-up area, and I saw him over by the... He was just standing up against one of the rails or the fences. And
so
was like,
Alfred Morris is a ex-NFL running back who
played for my favorite team.
Yeah, played on Washington.
And that 2012 season, oh my God, him and RG3. I walked up, I was like, are you Alfred Morris? Here I am, like, the star of, like, the Hyrox guy. And I'm like, hey, like, are you Alfred Morris? I know you don't know me, but, like, I'm kind of a big deal in this space.
you got Instagram?
Like, no, he was all about some Hyrox, man. Like, him and his buddy did doubles, and...
They did doubles today?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, they got that work, huh?
So...
What was our time?
They did.
They definitely did.
It was cool though.
So next, what do we got? We got Deca and Stockholm, right? Meg, you're doing Stockholm.
Another real quick turnaround. I fly out on the 29th.
Yeah. Nice little,
it is
little
the 18th. I got 11 days. Now, this was, and when we came into this today, it was like, when we were debating even going, originally when we had first talked about it, it was like, it's a workout. Like, it's going to be a great high-end workout for us. And it's been nice. Like, we're striking when the iron's hot. Yes. You know, we're coming hot off the press in Chicago, so it was fun to get. So this like certainly isn't hurting. We're getting great training and doing a right. doubles. So it'd be something similar to probably what I'd have done at home today myself.
But your effort's that you much higher.
Be, but my effort was higher because familiar. Kent was dragging me along. I just put an invisible belt on him and was like,
and you weren't
going to
let him down. That's for sure. You're like, I'm coming.
I was stressing about the run coming into this because I knew I was going to take a little bit more station work. I was like, is Meg... am I going to have a hard time keeping up with her?
Which,
and I'm like, thankfully, like I was able to hold my own on the run. So,
which I appreciate that because that's a very high compliment to me. So it was definitely the other way around a bit. And it was tough because he'd get ahead. And then again, just the course crowding was, I mean, we were
ideal
hitting people left. I was hitting a ton of people. So
it was definitely bad.
It was pretty bad.
This was not a course that's like, oh, they all those records got broken because the course was fast. Like, nah. That was not the case here.
I think if we were to go do another individual race next weekend, it would feel so easy.
I wonder, and I'm thinking that for Deca too. I was just kind of looking at my splits, what I'm doing here, and I was running like,
oh, for sure. You had to
almost
have been
the same kind of pace.
Absolutely.
You know, for like
Deca?
Yeah, well, my 5K last year for Deca was 17 flat, which is 5:28. And today we were running like five. We were running faster than that. And that's great.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like a good Deca tune-up. Yeah. Where we were saying like we were going to do Deca work this week and just didn't because I didn't want to do that stuff at all. So I was like, so I'm glad we had this. And the relay is going to be a bit of a higher end output, but much, much shorter. So I think it was like good stimulus too.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
I would worry that this would give me a little bit of a false sense that of how good an individual would go and be like, psh, I'm flying. And then hit like sleds, like these sleds, if that this course, you know, not going to be great.
Mm-mm.
But me and Kent will be in Deca, Deca Fit, Deca Mile, Deca Strong.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough weekend.
It's going to be a long weekend. And then we're judging as well as the whole thing down there as well.
That.
I think
so. About that.
We'll be fine. We can do it.
Okay.
It'll be good.
Meg will be in Sweden.
Meg will be in Sweden.
So say what's up to Meg over there. Say what's up to the fellas in Dallas, where we are right now, again. And check out the app. 7-day free trial on the app. We're gonna get some more programs up there. We're working on a couple different things that we'll make sure to give you a heads up on when they drop.
That close to the chest.
We're gonna keep that a little close to the chest.
All right,
keep it a little close to the chest. But
it'll be good. It'll be good. Yes. Just have faith in that.
Some good stuff that is gonna be very helpful for the community. And like, if you are part of the app and you see us out here and you want to give us some feedback on what you think works better, what you think we could use, how to make it better, we want to make it better for you. So please do that. And yeah. What else we got?
I think that's it.
That's it. And that's all.
Got to get back to the venue here soon.
Got to get back over there.
Racing.
Heading over. We have a few campers.
Few campers.
Racing that we're going to go check out. Yeah. It's been awesome.
Cool.
It's been a great weekend.
Great weekend. Breaking records. Meg has all of them. You have all the Deca
winning races, too. Breaking records.
I don't have all the Deca records.
You don't have mile anymore.
I don't have mile Horse anymore. Strong. My girl Vivian got it. She's props got to her because she doesn't get nearly enough credit. Yeah. And actually, Camilla had tied it.
Right.
Camilla had tied it. And so shout out to my girl Camilla.
She tied your record.
She tied my record.
Yeah. And then Viv.
And then Vivian. So I think I still had it.
Uh-huh.
And then Vivian got a great showing. So
RMR has all the co-ed records.
We have all the co-ed records.
We got that mixed doubles.
Rich and I got mixed doubles. I have the Deca Fit.
You said Rich and you have mixed doubles?
The Deca Fit Deca. Mixed.
Oh, I thought we were talking about High Rocks.
No.
So. We just did this.
Come on now.
We just did this. All right, squad. Thanks for tuning
right
in.
Now.
You have a bunch.
Sweet.
You have one?
I got one, dude.
I have two, including the mix.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Just kidding.
Meg has all of our records. All right, fam. Great talking. We'll talk to you soon.